As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Jesus! Jesus! If your killer instincts are not clean and strong, you will hesitate at the moment of truth. You will not kill. You will become dead Marines. Marines are not allowed to die without permission.
Through my host, that he which hath no stomach for this fight, let him depart.
Jesus!
Let him depart. Let him depart.
Jesus!
Let him depart. Let him depart. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him in the name of
Jesus.
Band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition.
Who we are, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. We have all authority given to us. We are clothed in the free gift of God's righteousness. We've got the belt of truth, the word of God, around our loins. We've got the helmet of salvation. Put up the shield of faith, quenching every fiery dart. And then, when we've done everything to stand, we take the word of God and we go fixed bayonet charge, offensive movement. We don't just play defensive. We assault strongholds, principalities, and powers.
There came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze.
Jesus, Jesus.
Now David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them. The thing was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. And the Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield-bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head." David put his hand in his bag, and took out a stone, and slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground.